This is Stephen Strang. It seems like the calls to impeach Donald Trump are louder than ever. And so far, I've kind of stayed out of the fray, partly because I've just finished a book called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election that looks at the election a year from now. But I've decided that I need to speak up and to give my perspective on what's happening. So stay tuned to this edition of the Strang Report.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
When I wrote the book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, I knew that a lot would change before the election happened. I knew, for example, that my readers would know who would ultimately win the Democratic nomination. And so I didn't deal with that at all. I knew that a lot of other things would happen. It seems like every day there's something new that they throw at Donald Trump. The latest, of course, has to do with this phone call between he and the president of the Ukraine, in which the left is trying to say that he did something illegal. I have a hard time understanding what that is. You have to use your imagination that anything was even wrong at all. And it's so ironic because at the same time, Joe Biden, the former vice president who's running for president now, did in an extreme way what they seem to be accusing Donald Trump of it. And that is putting pressure on the Ukraine to do something wrong. And what he did was his son, Hunter Biden, who made a lot of money sitting on the board of a Ukrainian oil company while his father was sort of point person in the Obama administration for oil exploration of what was happening in the Ukraine. You know, it just seems interesting that he never had anything to do with the Ukraine. He never had anything to do with the oil industry, but suddenly he's on the board making lots and lots of money. And so an investigator in the Ukraine looked into it, and when Joe Biden made a visit over there, he put a lot of pressure on the Ukrainians and said, if you don't fire that investigator in the next 6 hours before I get on an airplane, we will withhold. If I remember correctly, it was $1 billion in aid. And guess what? They caved in, and in the next 6 hours, they fired that investigator. You know, actually, Donald Trump is trying to stamp out corruption. And it's well known that in a lot of these countries, there's corruption. And he was telling the president of the Ukraine, in my opinion, that he should look into this. And if you read the transcript, if you listen to what was said, it was actually the Ukrainian president who brought it up. So I just can't understand the hypocrisy of something so blatant as what I just described with Biden. If you watch the news at all, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. In fact, there is video of Joe Biden kind of bragging about it at some kind of event, and the crowd is laughing like they thought it was funny that he had that kind of clout to make it happen. Of course, that was a long time ago before any of this came up. But I saw Jeanine Pirro on Mike Huckabee's show the other day, and she was talking about how the deep state is behind all of this, that they really are the ones that call the shots. They make the rules. They're trying to unseat a sitting president. And, you know, as my book is going to press, and it's literally going to press in just a couple of weeks, I thought I have to talk about this impeachment frenzy, and I have to let the reader know that I know what's going on. And so I have just written an epilogue in which I go into some of these things that I'm talking about and to express that these things are going to go on. I think the thing with the Ukraine will blow over, even if they're able to get the 218 votes they need in the House of Representatives for impeachment. It's not going to go anywhere in the Senate. There's no there. There just isn't. It's almost like they're trying to impeach Donald Trump based on the fact they don't like Donald Trump and they think he should be out of office. You know, people have said it's almost like a coup. And we found some old footage from a Lou Dobbs show in which my friend Doug Weed was on. This was a couple of years ago, talking about the deep state. Now, somebody asked me yesterday, what is the deep state? And it's kind of the unelected officials in our government and all the different agencies, the State Department, the Department of Justice, the Department of Energy, on and on and on, thousands upon thousands who are civil servants. You know, they're hired. They are professionals. Many of them serve our country very well, but collectively, they tend to be very liberal. They tend to sort of know, or at least to seem to know, what should be done, regardless of who is in the White House. They write a lot of the regulations. They influence policy in both domestically and foreign policy. And, you know, these are people largely that are unknown. And, you know, you get a new president, they're like Donald Trump, who's trying to clean things up, and they're opposing him. Doug Weed said that people in the CIA and the State Department are professionals, and they know how to bring down governments. You know, duly elected regimes that they didn't like in places like the Philippines and Vietnam and other parts of the world. Now, we're talking about over the last 10 and 20 years, and he was speculating with Lou Dobbs. We had the footage of it, and I included in my book that some of these same people could use some of these same tactics to bring down a duly elected president just because they don't like him. And many of them hate him. If you remember the name Peter Strzok and Lisa Page in the FBI, who talked about their hatred of Donald Trump and how no one should vote for him and so forth. Now, they were both fired. There have been congressional hearings. We haven't heard the end of that, but they are just an example of this deep state. Now, I personally believe that in spite of all this stuff, all the mud that they're throwing at the president, I believe he's going to win. I believe that the other side knows this, and that really all they can do is to try to kind of create some kind of scandal so that Donald Trump seems like damaged merchandise. There are some people that will just, they'll form their opinion on stuff they hear in the news. They won't really know what's going on. They're uncomfortable about all of this controversy and division and would end up either not voting or maybe voting for the other side. I think it's going to backfire on them. Only time will tell. But, you know, it's really very, very serious. And I recently interviewed Pat Boone. Maybe you heard the podcast. And he talked about guilt by accusation. And he wrote a column about that. And there are a lot of people that think that Donald Trump is guilty just because they accuse him of all these wild, wild things. And, you know, we don't have time to go into all the things, but you know, they did the same thing with Brett Kavanaugh, just accusing him of stuff that didn't have any evidence whatsoever, thinking that it would swing a few votes in the Senate, or maybe that Brett Kavanaugh would just give up and withdraw his name. I mean, this is just raw, raw politics, and it's wrong. Now, I deal with a lot of this stuff about the deep state, a lot of this history in the book. As time passes and we approach the release of the book on January 14th, I'll talk more about it. But today I wanted to talk about what was happening with impeachment, what Doug Weed said. I've known Doug for a long, long time. He's pretty prominent in the book. He gave me a lot of insider information about what was happening in Washington and even how establishment Washington even looks at Christians. There's a chapter called Washington and Evangelicals Before Trump. And, you know, I could go on and talk to you about, I talk about a lot of different things in the book, and I hope that it helps people understand what's going on, and we'll also see God's hand in all of this, because we've got to look at things through a spiritual lens, and more than any other reason, that's why I wrote the book. So I think that's enough for today on the Strang Report. I just wanted to articulate my opinion. I wanted to get it out there on Twitter. I hope that you will share it on social media with people that you think are interested. And when it comes time, I hope you're interested in my new book. So that's it for today. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report. Tune in again on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you. I'm Stephen Strang. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.